Key officials will no doubt set aside the airlines and the economy and other issues to focus on a more intensely covered story. The presidential dog makes its public debut today. It's a Portuguese water dog called Bo, a gift of the Obamas from Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy. The many reporters following this story include NPR's Julie Robner.
In 2008, according to the American Kennel Club, Portuguese water dogs were the 62nd most popular breed, ranking just ahead of the Japanese Shiba Inu. But with a Portie moving into the White House, that's expected to change. Stu Freeman, president of the Portuguese Water Dog Club of America, says his group is ready for what's expected to be a surge of interest in the breed.
Well, we prepare for the onslaught of hits to the website, for instance, and then questions to the breeders' list as to can I come see them. And that's exactly what we would encourage, that if people are interested in Portuguese water dogs, and there'll be a lot of them, is they go through the breeder's list and they go visit the breeder and visit the dogs and see whether they like them or not.
Meanwhile, despite the fact that Bo has been sequestered at puppy boot camp with Senator Kennedy's dog trainer since March, at 6 months, he's still pretty unpredictable.
It's a toddler with four legs. I mean, that's all it is, you know, whether it's 6 months or 9 months or 4 months, it's still a baby. And they need to understand that and not be too impatient and expect too much.
Matthew Uncle Matty Margolis is a California-based dog trainer and host of a series of PBS dog training specials. He says the real learning starts now for the first family, who are first-time dog owners.
The good news is they don't know the wrong thing to do. They can't say my other dog did this. The bad news is it's all about, what do we think? What do we should try this, try that, and we'll get 5,000 bits of information from everybody who's an expert. And the poor little guy is going to be confused.
Although the White House declined to have its dog trainer interviewed, the first family is expected to have plenty of expert help. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.